All right, so we were talking about, for the last few weeks, then, about being inspiring and getting people lit up. And we've just started to talk last week about how do we get people to engage, right? Now they're lit up, but how do we engage? Get them to decide, commit, and act, right? When people decide and commit to things and then start taking action with it, now they're personally involved. And that's the second part of leadership flywheel. Well, we revealed before that listening makes a difference, but the other thing is something always gets in the way. So even if we're going to do a good pitch and we're really trying to listen to the other person, something goes wrong, right? And you may notice that you are worried about things from time to time with different groups of people and in different settings. What are you worried about? It's not what's going on over there with them that will make a difference. It's always you. It's always you and me. So what we're worried about and what gets in the way is us. I had a guy that I was coaching some years ago. He needed to go ask the board for something that he wasn't sure they would go along with, but he really needed it. He thought it was important for the business. And so he had to pitch the board the next day. So we went through rehearsing some things and I could tell he just couldn't find his way through it. And there was something there that was unspoken. So I asked him what was really going on. What are you worried about? And he started to lay out all these personal concerns, right? We've all got them. Oh, I talk too fast, or I'm not this, or I'm not smart enough, or I'm like whatever. You have thoughts about how you are and how that would go. And they get in the way again and again and again. Well, so we actually practiced in the moment, role played, setting those things aside and getting over with the other person, like letting that go. And that made all the difference. He went and pitched the board the next day. They said yes. They had some things that he'd never even considered, some qualifications and so on, but they worked through that. He got what he needed. It was improved by their input, and he went and he executed, and the company grew for the next bit. So that's really the key. And I hope that you can use that. Set aside your concerns about you and start worrying more about the people that you're pitching, proposing, offering, partnering with, the people that you need yes and action from, and it'll make all the difference. Set yourself aside, think more about them. That is the key. And we'll get you out of the way. You and me always get in the way. My name is Bill Gallagher. I'm the Scaling Coach and host of the Scaling Up Business Podcast. I hope this has been helpful for you. If it is, like, subscribe, turn on your notifications so that you get it every week. Pass it along to somebody else if you'd like. We've got a whole back catalog of things to do with people, strategy, execution, cash, and your leadership, all that and more, wherever you're getting this now, or at scalingcoach.com, our website. Our website is scalingcoach.com. And if you'd like to drop us an email, a great email address is info@scalingcoach.com. Hope that's been helpful. We'll talk to you again next time. Keep scaling up.